Introduction. When words are put together, the whole is far greater than the sum of the parts. By combining words, one can generate an enormously complex range of meanings. Verbs provide a means for expressing relationships between entities, who did what to whom, who experienced what, how an object was acted upon, and so on. Adverbs and adjectives enable one to describe qualities of actions, events, or objects. But this is not all. Our powers of expression are enormously increased by the use of linguistic terms that function solely to modify meanings of content words. Some of these are function words, such as but, not, in, or from, which express logical, spatial, and temporal relationships. Others are grammatical inflections, which cannot stand alone and are always appended to a content word, such as plural s, past tense ed, or comparative er. Both uninflected words and inflections are morphemes, i.e. minimal units of meaning. Morphemes that cannot stand alone are known as bound morphemes, and those that can do so are free morphemes. Meaning